of your mobile.
For CTD mobile.
Hey, Wyatt, does radio sound okay?
Yeah.
All right, I had to take the antenna off and put it in the trunk while they washed the car at that new place on Wade Hampton across from Target. They do a really good job. Whole new, they call it the tunnel. That's the thing you drive through. Whole new tunnel. Comes out clean as can be. And they don't even go back there and, if you stop at the vacuum, they go back there and dry off the back end of it because the front end gets dry and the dryer opens the back end doesn't.
Wait, calling you, I don't know if that's my location or your location.
Because when I took turn my radio off and turn it back on, it comes up on 10 watts instead of 50.
I'm in the hole over by TAC.
Where we have the club meeting?
The Big Orange.
It's for the Paris Mountain Shadow, huh? The center?
Eating them come today. I've been to Clemson and to Donaldson. Four counties and going. Have any name for five counties?
Keep on.
They've got ants in their pants. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Job security.
I got a Astron power supply in the back of the truck right now that probably... Probably the filter caps are blown at, I guess. Making lots of noise on its power.
The attic I got to get down today, and a amplifier, one of those Ameritron amplifiers, and that air conditioner that I had at field day that day for the tent for Maggie and Amy. I got some heavy stuff I got to get out of the attic today. Cleaning it up out there so I can clean up my airplane room so I can do more work.
Yeah, they were upset because their dispatch panel had, they're like, it's got noise coming out of it. It's coming out of both of them. And somehow or another, they had parallel power supplies going, and one of them just, the filter caps are gone on it, I guess.
What happened to the power supply up there at the repeater site, and Ray would always replace those.
Man.
Peter dropped a couple times during you talking that line. You must be getting deeper in the shadow.
Lines right bridge.
You claim?
Doctor would say, no, you're not allowed to stop there anymore.
One of those coming from Spartanburg, every now and then she'll stop and bring me a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. Man, those things are good when they're hot.
I cheat when they're hot. I get them to grab me two or three before they go under the sugar curtain, and they're still really good, but just not as, quite as bad for you.
Well, everybody's got to have their vices. Since I don't smoke anymore, I guess Krispy Kreme isn't quite as bad as smoking, huh?
A report out today says that smoking marijuana is actually worse for you than smoking cigarettes. So there's that.
You're talking about lungs? I've never smoked marijuana, so I don't know. But you're talking about worse for your lungs or just your health in general?
No, it's worse for your lungs.
Well, I smoked for 30 years. I'm about 6 to 8 years out of it, depending on whether you count the nicotine in the tobacco or the nicotine in the vape. I'm about 8 years out of the tobacco and about 6 years out of the vape stuff. And I can still tell I went 30 years smoking. Sometimes when I'm on my exercise machine, I ask myself, well, what you would it would have felt like if you hadn't have smoked? You know, and I don't know that. And I will never know that.
But worse, you know, a lot of really healthy, you know, exercise nuts, they sound really bad when they get in their 60s. I don't understand it.
Pictures of the guys overseas that are 102 years old and sitting on a barrel, no teeth, or smoking a cigarette, or smoking something.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, they always say, you know, George Burns, I think it was George Burns, didn't he have a brother? One of them always smoked a cigar every day, and the other one didn't smoke anything at all, and the one who did not smoke actually died first.
Human interaction, you know, you swap germs when you're close to other people, and that is absolutely essential to health. Right? When we when we all hibernated, our health went down because we weren't swapping germs as normal. So I can see something like that. Anyway, I'm backing it in the driveway. That stock market has been all over the place today. I got to go in there and see if it settled down, if it's going to settle up or if it's going to settle down. Anyway, good talking to you. Be careful out there. KJ4CTD, W4DJW. Man, am I slipping.
Gosh, you are slipping, Dave. All right, we'll catch you later. KJ4, Charlie Tango Delta, mobile.
He's getting old like me, W2T.
I'm already there. I'm not getting there, Rusty. I'm already there. W4DJW, clear.
Nah, you're not near enough to me to worry about it, my friend. Hello there, Wyatt.
We're all on the side at Ferris Mountain, so we're getting to be.
Say what, Wyatt? You're fine. Well, just heard you guys in there and thought I'd throw my call out there and see what you're up to. Let me go back to making sure I got my new box for my cable installed properly and working, and then I can start setting up what shows I want to be recorded while, so I can watch them later. Talk to you later. W2T.
So that one, that came in perfect. I must be at the perfect spot between Shadow Points. KJ4CTD, we'll catch you later, Rusty.
Yeah, were you headed down to Clemson to check your project again?
Yeah, I had to drop off a bunch of supplies, and then I had to go to Donaldson.
Donaldson, that's a place to get in trouble.
An Astron power supply out, balloon filter caps.
Yeah, I heard you and Dave talking about that. And those things can be fixed, and they're not that hard from what people have told me. I haven't ever done one, but they say you just pull it out, put the new caps in there, and then you're off and running, and it works fine. Good spot, Wyatt. Talk to you later. KJ4CTD, W2T, 73.